Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salin, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called The College Scam Hurts Us All. I always tend to pick words that are provocative. I'm not sure there's really a scam going on, but there is certainly a system that's a little bit out of whack. When the rate of inflation for college tuition over the last decade is 400%, and the amount of inflation for college tuition over the last decade has been 400%, and the amount of inflation for the number two biggest item, healthcare, is a very low, and I say this quite sarcastically, 250%. But in comparison to college tuition, it is low, given that it's almost half of what the college tuition has gone up in the last 10 years. So it is my assertion that while there's not a formalized scam, there is a bubble about to burst that's not really dissimilar from the mortgage crisis, and it may even be bigger. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites around the world, or just go to brucesalin.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. When you get there, there will be a big drop-down menu, and you can find the weekly columns as well as all sorts of other goodies all over my website. And that includes my Because I Said So comic strip. This week's is called Money for Nothing, and Dad tries to give son a lesson on money, and of course, as usual, the lesson backfires. You can also find the latest I'm Not That Dad vlog, because I am really enjoying doing video now, and this one was a video taken at my son's high school graduation. And he is, in fact, now about to attend college, and that's what motivated the topic and the column for today about the college scam. Because the way it basically works, and this is really my standard rant right now on the topic. I was obviously a highly irresponsible parent because I did all the following. When my ex-wife and I divorced, I stuck around. And took care of the boys when she decided to vanish. When there were bills to be paid, I paid them. When I had credit card bills, I paid them. I incurred no debt. Instead of buying a new car and spending money on dating and other stuff that might have been a normal reaction to going through a painful divorce, I didn't. I still drive a 7-year-old truck. I saved my money. I paid my bills. I paid my taxes. Instead of going to Vegas and gambling it all away, I saved it. And consequently, my kids don't qualify for anything. If I'd been really responsible, or more appropriately, and this is where the sarcasm comes in, if I'd been really irresponsible and abandoned my kids and let, you know, Child Protection Services take care of them because both parents had abandoned them, they would have qualified for aid. But what was I thinking? I stood by my boys. I saved money. I didn't indulge in things that I would like to indulge in. So now I'm having to pay $60,000 a year to send my kid to the Berklee College of Music. Now, I could say no, but in this particular case, it is a perfect marriage of college and boy. He is not a student. He is a musician. And this particular school is incredible. He got in solely on his talent. He didn't even take the SAT, and his grade average was somewhere between a B and a C. And he didn't even take the college prep courses. So clearly, if he wanted to get into any of the standard colleges, which in California often requires a greater than a 4.0 GPA, my son wouldn't have qualified. He applied for early admission at the Berklee College of Music, was accepted based completely on his audition. So I am, in essence, investing a very great deal of money. I've asked my second wife to support this investment for her stepson, which may mean less luxuries or even some of the things we've come to expect as necessities for us for the next 7 years, because I've got my son's younger brother to follow, and he plans on going to NYU. And he, being the academic, will get into NYU. Now, how do I tell him, no, I send your brother to Berklee and it costs X dollars, but no, I can't send you to NYU. You go to the local JC. Nobody calls them JCs, but they call them community colleges now. But in my day, it was called junior colleges. No matter. My younger son deserves the same opportunity if I can afford it. I can afford it, but I don't think it's fair, and I think it's a scam. I can afford it, but it means sacrifice for me and sacrifice for my wife, who is the stepmom to my two boys. Their biological mom is not contributing and is not in their lives, is not part of the equation. So it's my responsibility. I chose to be there. I'm not complaining. I'm also incredibly grateful. Let's be really clear. I am grateful that I can pay for it. I'm grateful that I saved. I'm grateful that I was so lucky. And I was lucky to have a career in which I made a lot of money. This is my former career in showbiz. And during that career, I had foresight, naivety, or fear, whatever you want to call it, or a combination thereof, that in those days, I didn't buy a new car every few years. The couple times I bought, you know, cool cars, I'd buy a two-year-old. So I did want a Porsche. I bought a two- or three-year-old Porsche at less than half the price of a brand-new fancy one. And I kept it for a long time. So I did have, and this was pre-marriage and pre-kids, so I did have fun. But once I got married, and when my firstborn was born, I started saving for college. I sat down with Jim Scheinberg, who's been my financial advisor for decades, and we did a pro forma spreadsheet about what college cost at that time, about 20 years ago, and what we would need for college, what turns out to be today. I regularly contributed to those accounts, and they accumulated some increased value. But because college tuition so far outpaced anybody's expectations, I ended up with, for both my boys' college accounts, a little less than half of what I'm going to need. So that means I'm going to have to reach down deeper in savings and investments, of course, most of which have not done very well in the last few years, to send my kids to college. I could deny them that. I could make them go to a community college for the first 2 years. But I don't know. I don't want to do that. So I do think there's a college scam going on, and we'll talk about it with Wayne Levine. We'll talk about it with Pastor Drew Sams, both of which are with us today on the show, plus a special guest, Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who is a new guest to the show. She is a clinical therapist, and she will be talking about how to communicate with your teen daughter. You may have noticed, if you're a regular listener to my show, I never write, talk, or speak much about raising girls. Why? Because I don't have any girls. And given that I am not your traditional Dr. Phil, Dr. Laura type of expert that speaks from an ivory tower of education, I only speak from the down and dirty ditches of experience. And therefore, I don't feel I can speak to raising daughters much. I can speak to meeting my son's friends that are girls, but that's not obviously near as deep as what someone who has either had the education or, like Dr. Weberman, has daughters and the education. So I'm really looking forward to what she has to say about how to communicate with teen girls, because from everything I understand, it's really tough. Do we have time for our life lesson? We have time. Let's listen to our life lessons before we go to this break.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Music is God's drug. Music is a gift. Music enhances life. Staying stuck, as I did for so many years, in the music of my generation kept me from hearing amazing new artists, styles, and music. Yes, I attended the occasional Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, but I missed out on many other contemporary styles of music. Let your kids introduce you to new music. It is the grace of life. It brings joy. Don't stay stuck in your generation's music as so many of us do, and I did. Step out of your comfort zone. Turn on the radio. Ask your children to make you a CD or playlist for your iPod. Give over control of the radio to them. You might discover yourself feeling like a kid again yourself. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's what it is.
Music, so interesting. Just talking about sending my kid to the Berklee College of Music, and there is a life lesson about music. He has introduced me, as has my younger son, to so much music that I truly wouldn't have heard otherwise. Much of the time I can't stand it, but much of the time I actually enjoy it. So otherwise I would still be just listening to the Beatles and the Stones and the Oldies Channel. And we can be very stuck, just like we can be stuck and not wish to learn new technology because we just don't want to or it's hard. So that's where our kids can actually help us. And also it makes you a better parent if you learn what they're into, what they're up to, and in particular, what social and media skills or technological skills and devices they're using. Anyway, it is time for a break. I've hardly talked about the college scam, but I will with my next guest, who is Wayne Levine for The Men's Room. Stay tuned.